Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. I am your host of the Cardone Solutions Podcast. My name is David Bradley, training facilitator and coach with Grant Cardone. Now, first timers, let me take a quick moment and just say welcome. Thank you for being here. And let me tell you what happens on the Cardone Solutions Podcast. Here's what we do. 80% of what goes down at Cardone Training Technologies is 100% free. So I'm going to push out into cyberspace. I'm going to find some of the free content that Grant Cardone and our company has put out there. I'm going to break it down for you. This could be a blog post. Maybe it's an email Grant sent out. Maybe it's a tweet, something that's gotten thrown up on the gram. Maybe I'll dissect a YouTube video. Or who knows? Maybe I'll even dig into TikTok and see what Uncle G's doing over there. But either way, I'm going to take the value of it, right? I'm going to break it down. I'm going to dissect it. I'm going to help you understand it a little bit better. I'll give you some homework or some action ideas so that you can take this free material and then go plug it into your sales and your business and your life and do what with it? Get some results. So if you are a first timer, number one, thank you for being here. Two, make sure you've hit the subscribe button so that you don't miss an episode. Those of you that have been with me for a long time, and then also for the first timers, if you hear something today that you like, that you love, that helps add some value to you and what you do, make sure that you're sharing it out there into the cyberspace so that not only you're benefiting from it, but somebody else can too, right? So thanks in advance for doing that, because sharing really is caring, right? So the next thing before I get into today's topic will be four, count them, four social media secrets hiding in plain sight, literally in plain sight. If you would like to be a little bit more successful out there on the social, then I've got four secrets from you that are going to help you do that. But first, a real quick word from our sponsor. The Cardone Solutions Podcast is being brought to you today by Grant Cardone's coaching program. All right, check this out. Here's what we know. 84% of managers are literally too busy to coach and train their team the way they wish they could, like they really wish they could, but they can't. There's so much going on, okay? There is, however, ironically and unfortunately at the same time, an 88% improvement in production and productivity when coaching gets involved. So this is right where we come in. Let me introduce to you Grant Cardone and Cardone University's coaching program. This will get you full access to Cardone University with 30 plus managed learning courses facilitated by a certified Cardone expert like me. We can increase engagement and accountability for your entire sales team. And you get to have us at a fraction of the cost is what it would take to bring somebody in-house to do this. Here's what we're going to do. We can increase sales volume and profit while reducing turnover and helping you expand market share. So for a complimentary sales process and training analysis plus customized training proposal, email me, david@grantcardone.com. That's David, the little at sign, grantcardone.com, or call direct, 310-777-0352. Hope to hear from you soon. All right, let's go deep. Four secrets. Secrets, shh, things you're not supposed to know, but they are hiding where? In plain sight. Okay, so let me ask you this. Let's go Morpheus from the Matrix for a second. What if I told you, that there were like actual social media secrets, like literally right under your nose? Because so, and if you're a small business, like a successful social media strategy, any business for that matter, what are we talking about? A successful social media strategy is a key factor for branding the company, getting attention, engaging current and potential clients, right? Like there are some secrets to mastery, social media mastery, that is, that are actually, and this is why I say they're hiding in plain sight, time-honored principles. These are principles and concepts that have applied to success in any endeavor. And they're currently, like literally, if you go to social, they're just overlooked. You just miss it, you know, right over your head, okay? So these are secrets to success that need to get applied in the social sphere. So however you manage your company's or your business's social marketing strategy, you want to make sure that you apply these four secrets, okay? I got these secrets from, drum roll please, Grant Cardone's book, Sell or Be Sold, How to Get Your Way in Business and in Life. And while you may not recognize yourself as a salesperson, if you're using social media to promote your business, your product, your service, yourself, okay, recognize that to some degree, you are in sales and a person, so you're a salesperson. Your activity on social media is literally either selling people on why you're the right fit for them or why not. So whether or not they're going to continue to do business with you could be impacted by their experience with you and your company on social. Whether they're going to refer you to a friend or not, whether they're even going to think of you when it comes time to refer somebody to your industry, may have a lot to do with what you got going on the social media. Could literally be the tipping point between earning somebody's business and not. Which could lead to you having an extraordinary life versus an average life. So let us go into the 4 social media secrets hiding in plain sight. Number 1, service is senior. Right out of Sell or Be Sold. When you read that book, you will learn that service is senior to selling. And the same thing applies to social media. And you can even start thinking with that now. How would I apply service as senior to selling in social media? Your presence on social media platforms literally should be to inform, inspire, entertain to some degree, enlighten, and engage with your clients and your prospects. You need to approach posting on social media with service in your heart. Like, how can I help people with this information? Or is my post about to help somebody, or could it? Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, if you're having a sale, you're having a promotion, like, by all means, share it. Make sure people know about it, okay? But that being said, sales, promotions, the slick advertising, as Grant calls it, and Sell It, Be Sold, it should not be the major, most biggest element in your activity on social. It should be about service. It should be about giving, right? You want to have your people's best interest at heart. And this is where, like, you want to apply the golden rule to selling to social media. Do unto others as, right? You want to bring that to social. Like, how do you want to be engaged by another company? And if you go look at pages and people that you follow on Facebook, for example, I mean, you already know exactly what the right thing to post is. You know it works. You know it grinds your gears. You know what you don't like. So don't go do that and expect a different result. Follow your gut on this. You know what's right. You know what I mean? Like, when you make service senior to selling, especially on social, watch what happens. Right out of the book, Grant says this, quote, selling is about giving, not giving, servicing, not selling. Okay? Number 2, second number secret. Give, give, give. That's 3 gives. Not 2. 3. 3 gives. In congruence with service as senior to selling, you find that you also want to give, give, give. Grant says this, give, give, give is the assurance of sales, sales, sales. Okay. Socially speaking, this means you want to share information. You want to write blogs and articles that you can post that help, can produce a result all on its own. So Grant has a weekly strategy that he puts out, right? He sends that out once a week. He writes it himself. And it is always filled with tips and advice that will help people increase production and create an even greater level of prosperity for themselves and their families. Grant doesn't charge for this information. It's free, right? I talked about that at the beginning of the podcast. 85% of what we do here is 100% free. But ironically, this free flow of information, what does it do for Grant? Well, it gets him into communication with his followers and his family and his fans. Gets him out of obscurity with people that have never heard of him, and ultimately moves people in towards doing what? Well, buying his products, buying his books, buying his programs, right? What did I talk about at the beginning? I talked about the coaching program. That's a product of ours. Hopefully this podcast delivers enough value to you where you're like, hey, I should probably get in on that. I just got a sales team. I should get them some coaching. Okay. In addition to Grant's weekly strategy, he writes articles for all sorts of different magazines. His YouTube page, forget about it, right? He's got podcasts like I do. He's got a Facebook account that delivers tremendous amounts of data. He's always going live. Like, look what he does on Snapchat and Instagram and Twitter. Like, this costs him nothing but time and attention, but technically generates a very quantifiable income. So just keep in mind, the spirit of giving is literally, that's what it is. Grant has, and like so should you, you want to align, he's aligned himself with this tip. You should align yourself with this tip. He puts service senior to selling. He literally gives all that he can. So when you duplicate this giving, you have to make sure of that it's literally being done, with service in your heart. It's not about the quid pro quo. It's like, I'm going to give now because I know when I give, I get. No. I want to give. And you want to be of service first. A couple of years ago, we had a really fine gentleman on Grant's podcast. His name is Bob Berg. And on that podcast, he talked about this. I'm going to give you a quote, though, from one of his books. He says, your influence is determined by how abundantly you place other people's needs first. So that's some sage wisdom from Mr. Berg that he talked about with Grant when he was on Grant's podcast. And Bob knows a thing or two about giving because, like, you know, he's got a few books called The Go Giver, not Go Getter. He's got a whole series. It's a great read. Okay. Secret number three. Massive action. So now this is chapter 13 of Sell or Be Sold. And this chapter was so important that Grant wound up writing a whole book on it called The 10X Rule. But so important is this concept. So I want you to consider this for a second. How much noise exists on social media? Grant's going to be the first guy to tell you that in order for you and your business to succeed, you need attention. You have to get out of obscurity. How many times have we heard this from Grant? So consider this. How many times have you ever asked somebody if they saw your post about such and such, whatever that may be, and they just stare at you blankly? Like, just because you put something on Facebook at 9 o'clock in the morning doesn't mean that the person logging in at 2 p.m. is going to see it. Do you know how many millions of tweets there are a day? 500 million tweets a day. Yeah, 500 million, okay? So if you think tweeting once or twice a day or a couple times a week is like a good idea or the way to go, no one's going to see it. So just let me repeat the question. How much noise is on social media right now? Right? So between, you know, the requests for whatever popular game there is, Candy Crush, that sort of deal, everything going on with the political deals that are happening right now, right? What celebrity did what? Who said this? Who's like, all of it. How much noise? And that's all it is noise. Where do you plug in? How do you, like, literally shout out over the noise? Do you know how incredibly hard that is? So posting a couple times a day, probably not going to do it. You want to post useful, relevant, engaging content, and you want to do it often. No exceptions, no excuses. That's the rule. Get her done. You want to take so much action on social media. Because if you're not getting the results you're after on social, the reason it may most likely going to be you're just not doing enough. Now, if you're worried about taking a little bit of heat for posting too much, good. Like, just get out of your comfort zone. Do it anyway. Go get some criticism for doing it. Pick up some haters. That's how you know you're on the right track. What does Grant say? It's a good sign. Criticism is a sign of success. You find me one successful person who didn't get criticized. I dare you. Okay. Fourth and final secret, but I may have a bonus round. Fourth and final secret is this. Problems are opportunities. So when you start getting some heat on social media, this is an opportunity. Think about your business. You get a bad Google review, you get a bad Yelp review, you get a bad Facebook review. You know what it is? It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to serve. It's an opportunity to show the world what you're made of. It's an opportunity to separate yourself from the competition as somebody who takes action and gets it done. It's not the bad review that's going to be the problem. It's how you respond to it. As I said earlier, criticism is a sign of success. So if you're getting a complaint or two on social, it's a good thing. That may be hard to absorb. But if you ignore negative feedback, then it becomes real. It'll become real and true to the people who see it, even when it's not. So how you respond to negative feedback online is going to tell clients exactly, and your prospects and consumers, exactly how you're going to handle them if they find themselves in a similar situation. Ignoring it, hoping it goes away, sends the same message. This is how we're going to take care of you. Tells your prospects that's how you handle situations. You ignore it and you hope it'll go away. Which obviously, we all know is probably not the best business practice. So addressing it head on though, confronting, that sends another message altogether. Says, hey, I'm here. I'm paying attention. I'm willing. I'm open. I care. Make sense? Like perception is probably the most important thing that we're going to get out of here. All of these secrets, because people see it, because you're on social media, you're being exposed. It does give people a perception of you. So you want to make sure that you leave a good impression and that their perception of you is good. Because every business makes mistakes, right? Some people are going to zig when they should zag. I've screwed up. Customers will be understanding that because they screw up too. Assuming you're willing to confront it and handle it and address it and use it as a what? A what? An opportunity. You can improve your perception in the marketplace by how you handle the bad stuff. Nice. Okay. So here's your bonus round. Here's the wrap up, right? Speaking of perception, your customer's perception of your company and your product will be in direct proportion to your attitude. Right? Which is another chapter right out of the book. This is the FYI. This is the cherry on top. It's your attitude will have the greatest impact overall. How you decide to view social media, the people you're interacting with on social media, this will be the difference between success and failure with social. So I want to hear from you. What'd you get out of this? What'd you gain from it? How are you going to plug these four secrets into what you are currently doing? What are you already doing? What are you maybe not doing enough of? Did I miss something, right? Floor is yours. If you're, wherever it is you're engaging on this, leave a comment, tweet it out with your comment, share it out on Facebook, however you want to engage with this, but I want to hear from you as well. Which one of these did you get the most out of? Which one of these did you recognize, hey, I could probably be doing a little bit more, right? Is it services senior to selling? Is it give, give, give? Are you not taking enough action? Are you not doing the massive action thing? Or did you not see problems as opportunities until right now? Right? So, to wrap this thing up, number one, thank you so much for sticking with me. Thank you for listening. Make sure that you have shared it out if it is getting some benefit from you. If you need some free access to Cardoon University, I can help with that. Head on over to, it's the number one business training platform in the world, and even if you don't bring us on as coaches, make sure you get yourself and or your sales team on it for free access for 2 weeks. Head on over to CardoneSolutions.com/CardoneUFree. That's CardoneSolutions.com/Cardone, the letter U, the word free. Once again, thank you for sticking with me through the whole thing, and be great, because nothing else pays. See you soon.